cash, every movie costs $2,184.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Backtracks Theme Music. My name is Corey Morissette, joined, as always, by John Mariano. How's it going, Johnny?
It's going phenomenal. I don't want to hold anybody up too much. I have a bobcat loose in my neighborhood right now, and I'm a little concerned about what's going on outside. We have some guests tonight.
Yes, we do.
It's a very big episode. It's a very, very big episode. And it's a big episode because we are inviting two old friends back, and one of them in particular, because we're talking about Big tonight. And we're going to talk about Big, and we're keeping the song a little bit hush-hush right now on which song from Big we're going to do. The fans or the listeners know right now because they clicked on this thumbnail, but the people recording with us do not. So, Corey, you do such incredible introductions. Can you hit us with some?
Well, first up, we have our podcasting brother from another mother, Hillbilly Love and Moonshine himself, Jeff Saunders. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going pretty good. I think I didn't get the memo. I thought we were talking about Bigfoot.
Nope, wrong show. Sorry.
Crap.
Oh, well. I can see why you get that mixed up, though. Maybe on another show, we'll do maybe a song from Harry and the Hendersons for you next time out.
I'm there. Sign me up. Perfect. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we're doing even better because joining us once again, the lovely, the beguiling, the amazing Christy McGee. I feel like I have to make something up to her because the last show she was on, I made her watch Tom Hanks dance and rap, and it did not go well. Christy, how are you?
I haven't slept a wink since.
In a good way or bad way?
Every time I close my eyes, I see the dancing. I see their stiff legs.
Wait, was that a scene they cut from the Elvis movie?
No, actually, Jeff, if you remember, because you're about our age, in 1987, a little movie called Dragnet came out based on the old TV show. And as part of the marketing for the soundtrack to that film, Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks do a little rap called City of Crime. And the last time Christy was on the show, I actually played the song and made them watch the video, too. So it was quite traumatic for Christy, unfortunately.
Wow.
I'll send you my therapist bill, Corey.
I sent it right to John. He handles all the finances for the show. So.
Yeah, I'll be happy to handle that. But I know we don't have a lot of time. We have two guests and we are up against it right now because we've all recorded a couple of shows tonight. So I will break the suspense and reveal what we're talking about, which is on the Big soundtrack, but it's off of the first cassette tape I've ever owned, which was made by Huey Lewis and the News. And we're talking about a little song called Working for a Living, which is a great song off of the Big soundtrack. And to me, embodies what this movie is kind of about. We have Tom Hanks makes a wish in Rye, New York, wishes to be big, thinking all the great things in life come with it, but also all the shit comes with it too. And the first thing he has to do is get a job. And with that, sure, it's a toy company, but it's a lot of responsibility. Christy, what are some of your thoughts on Big?
I don't get it.
You don't get Big?
I don't get it.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. Christy doesn't get Big. Jeff, what are some of your thoughts on Big?
I always wish I had like a giant piano keyboard I could play on and dance on and make songs with.
So I see what we're doing here. We're making fun. We're making fun of the movie I pick. We're going to sit here and make fun. I tried to do a nice, sincere tribute to Christy, and she comes on the show. And we're going to make ha-has and laughters.
I was quoting the movie to you, you monster.
You said, I don't get it.
It's from the movie. Oh, God, what are you, Jeff?
No, I haven't seen it either. in a long time.
Is this the one where Tom Hanks has AIDS?
Is this the one
with the fish lady?
Right, that's Joe versus the volcano.
Oh. I'm gonna bring this back on track, guys. I don't know how this show, if I didn't plan on derailing this show has been derailed, but we've been off the rails already. So Christy, what is the name of Tom Hanks' character in this movie?
Josh Baskin.
And little Josh is 13 years old, correct?
Sure.
Okay, good. And he wishes to be big. What's some of the things that you love about this movie?
I love watching Tom Hanks acting like a young boy. Like he's got such a great quality, that like wonder, the innocence, just everything's so crazy to him, you know, bouncing around on his trampoline. Like when you get your first paycheck and you're, you know, you're just a young, like a preteen. And so of course you're going to buy all these crazy toys and stuff. And that was like one of my favorite scenes, watching this growing up, being like, wow, what would I buy? And there's something similar to that in the movie Blank Check that gives me like the same feeling. It's like if you had sort of unlimited money and you really didn't have any concept of bills or anything, like what sort of cool stuff would you buy?
It sounds like me the first week after my divorce.
I mean, that's kind of the same concept of this show, right? Like Jeff, as somebody else who's recently divorced, like, it feels like you're 13 again in so many ways.
It really does.
Including the first time you see a woman, you're like, okay, but I get the top, and then you hop on the top bunk.
Mm-hmm. True.
So Corey, what are some of your favorite things in this movie?
I really thought it was well written, well directed by Penny Marshall, who's one of my favorite directors of all time. Like Christy mentioned, the acting in this is phenomenal. Robert Loggia, Elizabeth Perkins, and Tom Hanks, nominated for his first Academy Award for Big. You know, Tom Hanks in the 80s had some hits, had some misses. The year before was Dragnet, actually. And to think he goes from that in City of Crime to an Academy Award nomination in Big, I think is pretty impressive and shows just how talented the man is.
And I really feel he hits his stride as an actor with this movie. I think this is a transition from silly Tom Hanks, silly 80s Tom Hanks, to acting Tom Hanks. I know after this, we start to get a lot of these romantic comedies. We get A League of Their Own comes after this. So this to me is the beginning of the Hankissance. Christy, as our resident Hanks expert, would you agree?
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty sound. I mean, it's funny because you say like he has these like sort of silly performances, and in this one, he's acting silly, but he's doing it on purpose. He's doing like with purpose. You know, you can see what he's mimicking there. I remember reading that he spent time with the child actor so they could sort of copy each other a little bit. And I think that really shows, because it you do believe that they're both the same person.
Yeah, and it's Billy, played by Jared Rushton. I just pulled it up because I couldn't pull his name either. But Jared Rushton, I think, is very underrated in his performance in this movie, because the childlike energy, but also the loss of his friend that he's dealing with throughout the movie, really undercuts and underscores the importance of Josh at the end going back home to Mercedes Rule, who also kills it in this movie.
A lot of big themes, a lot of emotion actually in Big, but the song we're talking about comes from a kind of a more lighthearted part in the movie. Maybe Christy, I think you remember the movie better than any of us. Working for a Living, where was that in the movie?
I have no idea. I'm going to assume it's that John knows, since he's the one who picks it. I do not remember off the top of my head.
I actually do remember. So Working for a Living is part of the montage when Josh takes the job at FAO Schwartz. And it's showing all of the fun and the work he's putting in for Robert Loggia's character in trying to make it as an adult in the big city. And the song really, it's funny because the song from the Huey Lewis point of view is part of Sports, which is hits them at a time where the record company really gets on their case. It's really kind of terrible to the news. And you know, the meaning of the song with the band, he had wrote it as like a tribute to the working man, but became a working man himself, you know, when the record company really cracked the whip on them a lot. So that he has said that in hindsight, he sees it both ways. From the movie standpoint, it undercuts the idea that this is a, even though Tom Hanks is acting as a child and working hard as an actor to act as a child, but keep it grounded. The story itself of the movie is a child trying to act as an adult. And so it's very weird that Tom Hanks is a child acting as a child, acting as an adult, having to work in a toy company. And that's working for a living.
Very well said, but I do have to correct you in one thing. This song was not off of Sports. It's from Picture This.
You know, I've been saying Sports this whole time, and you're telling me this is off Picture This?
Yep.
Where are you on the fact-checking?
I just fact-checked you. What are you talking about?
I feel like you should have fact-checked me way earlier than that.
I felt like you were on a roll, and I wanted you to have your moment and enjoy it, and now I'm crushing your dreams.
I enjoyed your moment and the dream crushing as well.
It might not have been correct, but it was beautiful.
That's right. All right, what do you say? Let's go to Picture This. From 1982, this is Working for a Living.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living.
All right, John, you talked about Huey Lewis in the News, and what do you think so far?
I always love Huey Lewis in the News. It's, you know, it's yacht rock. It's like, you know, you're on a boat and you play some Huey Lewis and you're having a good time. It's very, very kind of mellow rock, but you can tap your toe to it. It has a beat. It has some life. You're not going to fall asleep to it. And I really dig this kind of music. I don't know about you guys. We don't talk about it enough.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the yacht rock. As I'm listening to this, I'm like in my head, I'm picturing, you know, getting with my coworkers next time I go to work and us like filming a montage of doing our different nursing jobs to this this song. And I may let this song play in my head next time I am at work to kind of help me get through it.
It's a perfect montage song. Christy, when you're bopping around the office, can you see yourself listening to this?
Oh, absolutely. Much like Joss Baskin in my cubicle, I am very efficient to the point of annoying my less efficient coworkers. Well, yeah, Christy, sorry. Is that a whipping sound I'm hearing in the background?
It could be. I'll have to pay more attention here. It could just be the sound of the snare drum, but
this is a very peppy, miserable song.
Well, he is working for a living. That's not a fun topic to be saying. Yeah, about. But
I like it. I dig the juxtaposition.
Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work, but hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent.
I want a $100 car note and a $200 rent. But where do
me
I sign
too.
Up?
Me too. Guys, were the olden days really like that?
Yes, my child. Way back in the 80s, $200 rent was commonplace.
Oh, man.
I want to time travel right now so bad. Uh-huh. Is he singing about gas prices later?
I think that's the other movie with the Huey Lewis number in it.
Yeah.
So what I do want to point out is, you know, he's complaining about the prices, and back then, sure, the prices were bad, but it's funny because, like Christy pointed out, this is a very peppy song. It's a very happy, upbeat, peppy song about a guy bitching about how hard it is to work and pay his bills.
Now, you guys live in America. I don't. $100 mm-hmm. car note, 200 rent. Would that in today's dollars be like a $1,000 car note, 2,000 rent? Would that be closer?
No,
I think where no, I live, no. Yeah, for sure.
No, but like prices haven't gone up that much. The translation, I think, would be about $200 to $300. Prices have gone up since then. So he's equating his $100 car note is probably close to a $400 car note. And his $200 rent is a $500 rent, which is complete BS. Because I can tell you in my neighborhood, if you pay $1,500 for rent, you're lucky. You're probably paying close to $2,000 for rent in my neighborhood. Christy, what are your thoughts? But you live a little bit further north of me.
It's about the same, especially these days.
And Jeff, you're way down south in that big state. How do those figures work for you? Like $400 for a car and $500 for rent.
That sounds like a wonderful dream.
So what you're saying is Huey Lewis is lowballing us right now.
I think he's a liar.
I think he has nothing to complain about.
Now on the flip side, we have the movie, and Josh is working really hard and earning that money, and we know he's spending it on all that cool stuff in his loft, that crazy loft he can afford on whatever F.A.O. Schwartz was paying him, right? So I'm going to throw it to Corey because Corey hasn't said much lately. Corey, what was your favorite thing that Josh bought?
I got to think back. I haven't seen Big in about 20 years. Well, I remember the bunk beds. That was pretty cool. Didn't he buy a basketball hoop too?
Yeah.
Pinball machine?
Yeah.
I could sure go for a pinball machine. All of it was pretty cool.
And what about you? Okay, Jeff, if you were 13, but you were also like a grown up, what's the first thing you would buy?
That's a good question. What'd you say?
Said, don't say pot. Don't say pot.
Oh, I thought you said porn.
Don't say that either. You're 13.
And you can get it for free on the internet nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. I probably like all the Star Wars toys. Everyone.
Oh, you're making a lot of money then.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
So Jeff's pulling in bank. Christy, I'll give you a choice. You can either pick something out of Josh's apartment you get to keep forever, or you could buy one thing as a 13-year-old. What would you rather do and why?
And you can't pick Tom Hanks.
This isn't practical at all, but he had a Pepsi machine, and I thought that was the height of awesome. He had a Pepsi machine in his apartment, and that is what I want, a full-size, like, old school. I don't even like Pepsi, and I still want that.
That's awesome. I would just try to see what Elizabeth Perkins was doing nowadays, because I would be just fine seeing if she wanted to go out for a nice dinner or something.
Don't buy women.
I didn't want to buy her. I wanted to buy her a meal.
Wasn't that the question? What were you buying?
I just wanted
as a 13-year-old.
I mean, okay, this went south
fast. This took a turn. Me, huh? Yeah,
it's a slippery slope.
So I guess then I will go with, based on what everybody said, one of the beach balls or something that he had, because I don't want to get in any trouble on the radio.
You don't want the big dinosaur?
No.
The inflatable dinosaur?
I don't want to insult something that might be extinct or something. I'll just go with a beach ball. How long do you think it took those guys to write that, like the working for a living over, but then being able to harmonize to it too, right? Like it takes some balls to make working for a living, taking what they're given, working for a living, like that's a lot. It takes a lot of balls to say like that, we're gonna roll with that.
I sort of wondered if maybe that was like a dummy placeholder, like that Crash Test Dummy song. And then they were like, you know what? Actually, we don't need to put actual words there. That sounded pretty awesome or whatever. Rad.
It did sound rad. And you know, this is only their second album. So I kind of agree with Christy's theory that it could have been a placeholder. And at the end of the day, they're like, I'll just go with that. All right, we've got a pretty great little harmonica solo there, John. A little fun tidbit for you, since we both are big fans of classic rock. Huey Lewis actually played harmonica on two of Phil Lynott's solo albums. Phil Lynott, of course, was the singer and bass player for Thin Lizzy.
You know, one of the things I love about a Huey Lewis song is that you're pretty much guaranteed to get a harmonica solo. And you and I are used to talking about guitar solos. I got to go back... Can you do me a favor off air and pull those tracks from Thin Lizzy? I want to check those out just for my own sake. I dig a good harmonica solo. Jeff, you're from the world of harmonicas. What do you feel about harmonica solos?
I don't really know what that means, but yeah, I dig a good harmonica solo. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now, but I think they're pretty wonderful.
And I would throw the Christie, but I think we just broke her with saying that Jeff comes from a harmonica world.
To really master the harmonica, it helps to be missing some teeth. And you do see a lot of that in places I've been.
Well, I wish I could play the harmonica. One day, maybe, Jeff, you could teach me by punching me in the face and removing some of my teeth.
Boss boy, bartender, ladies of the night, grease monkey, ex junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
All right, Working for a Living by Huey Lewis and the News from their album Picture This and from the movie Big. Christy, your thoughts?
I think that song is very lovely. I think it goes very well in the movie. I actually wasn't that familiar with that song. I don't really hear it on the radio. I hear a lot of the ones associated with Back to the Future. And because of that, I just have a really big soft spot for the sound of his voice. I just find it full of nostalgia and comfort. And I think it's another really good fit here because Tom Hanks also fills me with nostalgia and comfort.
Very well said. And Jeff, you'll be interested to know that in 2007, Huey Lewis did a duet of Working for a Living with one Garth Brooks, who I think is an artist that you probably enjoy quite a bit.
Well, not really, but that's interesting.
I just assumed, being a country bumpkin, that you would be into Garth Brooks.
Yeah, you know, well, if he did a duet with Jimmy Buffett, that would be more my speed. But I see where you were going there. As far as this song in the movie, like I'll be honest, when you guys said we were going to do Big tonight, I couldn't remember any of the songs from the movie except for, what was it, Chopsticks or whatever they played on the keyboard.
It wasn't Chopstick. Does anybody remember the name of the song that they played on the keyboard?
It was Heart and Soul.
Yes. Ah.
And then they played Chopsticks.
They did.
They did, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a Yeah, that's really the only song I can think of. And I was trying to think, well, how in the heck are we going to do like a half hour episode talking about Chopsticks? So I'm glad that this other song was in the movie. And I really dig this song. It's I for the last few days, or actually nights, have been working for a living, and kind of came in here out of gas and tired. And this song has really kind of woken me up and put a little pep in my step. And I think maybe that's the point of the song, is to kind of get you through what you got to do to pay the bills.
Oh, and it's to me, I wanted to do a Huey Lewis song, and it's very obvious to do the Back to the Future stuff. And we're going to get to that. Absolutely. Power of Love. We could probably do the entire soundtrack to Back to the Future. But I wanted to do something that spotlights why Huey Lewis is great, which I really feel this song does. It has two harmonica solos in it, which is, I feel like, unheard of. And it also is a very dynamic song in that its lyrics don't really match up with what you're hearing from the music. Couple that with what the movie is. The movie seems like, on its surface, it's just a very light and easy, fun movie about a 13-year-old wishing to be big. But it's actually this really heavy thing about what it's like to be an adult is really what it's about. And that he wasn't ready for it, and most of us now, even as adults, aren't ready for it. And I think that's a cool juxtaposition, and kind of the genius of Penny Marshall, and Tom Hanks's performance absolutely shines in this movie,
and the genius of Huey Lewis as well. Well said, John. I can't add any more to that. Let's go to the plugs now, Jeff. What you got going on right now?
I'm recording some podcasts over on the Feeding the Monster podcast feed, trying my darndest to put something out most Mondays so that folks can get their week started off with maybe a little smile on their face. But I've got my Mr. Saunders Sandbox that comes out most weeks, and then about once a month I throw a Hillbilly Scribbs's Hoot and Holler out there. And then there's the occasional, almost as elusive as a Bigfoot, there's the occasional episode of The Truly Bizarre World that you might make a sighting of over on the YouTube channel.
There you go, Jeff. You don't have enough going on. Trying to add a few more shows to that. Christy, you don't really produce much other than when you come on these shows. So what are you listening to nowadays?
What am I listening to? A lot of audiobooks, to be perfectly honest with you. But I listen to everything Jeff puts out, some of the stuff you guys put out, and a lot of 1950s pop.
Perfect. Johnny, you got anything you want to plug here tonight?
Yeah, I've been listening to this Aerosmith Revisited podcast from the Backtracked Boys. Mm-hmm. They do a pretty good job. I've also been listening to this and the Podcast Will Rock show. I listen to all the episodes because I'm a really good friend of the show, of both shows. Right. I listen to all of Jeff's stuffs too, because I care and I love my friends. So I just want to make that point, that when you care and love your friends, you listen to all that stuff and not some of their stuff. Other than that, you can find me at John Mariano NY on Twitter.
There you have it. And you can find us on the Deep Dive Podcasting Network. You can check out the entire roster of shows on there, www.deepdivepodcastnetwork.com. And please go support Jeff over at the Feeding the Monster podcast feed as well. But we are out of time. So on behalf of Jeff, Christy, and John, my name is Corey. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
There's a couple of numbers missing on your Social Security.
Oh. Oh, 12.
Oh, 1, 2.
It says here you've got 4 years experience.
Yes.
All on computers.
Yes.
Where did you go to school?
It was called George Washington.
Oh, GW. My brother-in-law got his doctorate there. Did you pledge?
Yes. Every morning.